From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The White House says it supports the democratic aspirations of protesters in Hong Kong, but urges peace between riot police and demonstrators. Authorities are clashing with tens of thousands of protesters in Hong Kong as the demonstrators demand an uncensored electoral process and refuse to leave public spaces. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is closely watching the situation. He also said the White House believes an open society with universal suffrage is critical for Hong Kong's success. Mr. Earnest said U.S. leaders have made their position clear to authorities in Beijing and will continue to do so. He urged for calm in the streets of Hong Kong.
The United States urges the Hong Kong authorities to exercise restraint and for protesters to express their views peacefully. The United States supports universal suffrage in Hong Kong in accordance with the basic law, and we support the aspirations of the Hong Kong people.
The United States is congratulating Afghanistan's new leaders following the inauguration of the country's president. Ashraf Ghani was sworn in following a prolonged dispute over the election results with his rival Abdullah Abdullah, who gets the new post of chief executive. As Malcolm Brown reports from Washington, the U.S. is now hoping for the prompt signing of a deal which would allow some American troops to remain in the country after the deadline for the withdrawal of American forces.
There's relief here that Afghanistan's post-election wrangling is over and hope that the inauguration marks a new start. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has congratulated Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, calling them patriots committed to the success of their country. The departure of former President Hamid Karzai, with whom Washington had an extremely fractious relationship, clears the way for the signing of a long-delayed deal on foreign forces staying on after 2014. The expectation is that the so-called Status of Forces Agreement would be signed within 24 hours of President Ghani's swearing in.
As the United Nations General Assembly continues, there have been renewed calls to reform the UN, in particular the UN Security Council. Here's Nick Harper from New York.
Geopolitics have changed much since the UN's creation in 1945, but the UN Security Council has altered relatively little. Calls for reform are not uncommon, especially in the public arena of the annual UN General Assembly. With 5 permanent seats and 10 rotating on the 15-member Security Council, India, Brazil, Germany and Japan all want to be added to the permanent list. And African countries, including South Africa, Kenya and Angola, who are likely to replace Rwanda on the council next year, lament the lack of permanent representation from the African continent.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Studies in the U.S. estimate 1 in 5 women is sexually assaulted while at university. In an attempt to curb these assaults, the governor of the state of California, Jerry Brown, has signed a landmark bill called Yes Means Yes, the first state bill to require students to have clear, active consent before all sexual activity. David Leonard has more from California.
The Yes Means Yes legislation, also known as SB 967, is the first U.S. state law to make the language of affirmative consent a central principle of school sexual assault policies. The law applies to all California post-secondary schools, public and private, that receive state money for student financial aid. Yes Means No stipulates that voluntary agreements rather than the lack of resistance defines consent. However, critics say the new law dangerously expands the definition of assault. Under the bill, someone who is drunk, drugged, unconscious, or asleep cannot grant consent.
And Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that any potential expansion by NATO into former Yugoslav republics could be seen by Russia as a provocation. Montenegro, Macedonia, and Bosnia have all expressed willingness to join the Western military alliance, following the path of fellow former Yugoslav Republic Croatia, which became a member of NATO in 2009. Jake Rashbass reports from Moscow.
In a newspaper interview, the Russian foreign minister said that the integration of the former Yugoslav republics into NATO would be a mistake that would undermine the determination to build a system of equal and shared security in Europe. Mr. Lavrov's latest statements come amid the greatest tension between Russia and NATO since the Cold War. The Kremlin announced earlier this month that Russia would be updating its military doctrine in light of the sharp deterioration in relations with NATO.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.